Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in on this evening. Thank you for taking time out to join Blog Talk with our ministry that we bring forth on Monday nights. It's a little cold here in Chicago for me because I'm a citizen of Chicago. For those that comes in and visit, they will say it's real cold, bone chilling cold. So on tonight, we would like to ask you to join and wrap up in the Word of God with us and just wrap up into the ministry from Iron Sharpening Iron through the ministries of Smile 3E. We are here with you on Monday night. Every Monday night, we are here from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm sorry, Eastern Standard Time, are presenting the word to you that you can go to and read it for yourself, as well as sit back, relax, and meditate on whatever the man or woman of God that's speaking on that night would bring to your ear gates that you can receive in your heart. And like I say, meditate on the word. I am Sylvia Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, the host for you all tonight, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are coming to you humble and asking you to please join in with us. This broadcast is brought to you by the grace, and I'm trying to just think of an extravagant word I can use, but just to say, I'm just going to say love from Apostle Alexis Sylvia Kaiser, who makes this ministry possible to be heard over via web or Blog Talk. We would like to say thank you to her for giving us this time. This is the second Sunday of the second, the second Monday of the second month of 2018. Normally, Pastor Troy would be our speaker on tonight, but I thank God that we have someone in place that is powerful, and I know that they get a prayer through, and I know that when they pray for you, that God hears their prayer. I also know that when this person, I'm just going to go and say this woman of God, when she teaches you the word, she's teaching you the true word of God, not something like it, not something she think, but she know for herself that that is what the word of God says. She knows for herself that you're going to know that's what the word of God says, because she's going to direct you to go to the word of God and read it for yourself. That when she prays with a true heart. She prays truly from her heart. She will be in the face of God concerning you. So we're going to start this off with a little prayer. If you could join in with me, if you are in a place where you can close your eyes and get before God, or you have to stay with your eyes open, you know, and not close them. It's okay to be aware of your surroundings. So let's go into prayer right now. Lord God, we thank you for another day, God. We thank you for another chance to come to you, before you, and ask you to forgive us of every sin, oh Lord. To forgive us of every sin that we did by willingness, every sin that we did not knowing, every sin that we did that's in your eye that is sin. God, even the sins that we think that they're little white sins or little sins that you're going to overlook, but God, we know your words say no sin shall enter in. God, we ask you to touch our heart that we may get ourselves out the way, that you may get in the way, that you can perfect us in all your ways. Oh, God, we thank you for keeping America safe, keeping our neighborhood safe, keeping our sisters, brothers, daughters, sons, nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends, ourselves, our spouse, and our parents, and our households and jobs and vehicles. And God, even for those of us that's not blessed with a vehicle right now, keeping us safe with our going in and coming out. God, we just want to ask you right now to continue to cover us with your blood and with your mercy. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Amen. So on tonight, I would like to present to most. I would like to introduce to others. I would like to tell some of y'all about her. She's my youngest sister. She's also my best friend. We grew up together. We was always, I'm not going to say we was getting in trouble together. I'm going to just say she kind of helped keep me from getting in trouble. She was always there for me. She was always there to try to say, Renee, don't eat your other sister cheeseburger that's in the refrigerator. But then sometimes she would get in trouble herself because she ate the top of the cake off. Her favorite part of the pound cake that our mother used to make was the top part. But on that note, just to bring, make it a little laughter, because we do know that God says that it's okay to be happy. It's okay. I just wanted to let you all know that my sister, Apostle Alexis Cecilia Kaiser, is not just a woman of God, but she's a human being. You know, she has feelings, and she has a heart. And so on that note, I'm going to give it to her right now to encourage the body of Christ to speak her in whatever way God would have her come on tonight. Apostle Elect, are you on the line?
Yes, this is Cecilia. I'm here.
Okay,
I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Just one more time. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. You're more than worthy, God. I bless your holy name. I worship you, God. I adore you. Holy is our God. Mighty is our God. Holy, holy, holy is our God. I magnify your name, God. I lift up Jesus so that he can draw men unto him. Oh, I worship you. I worship you, God. I give you all of me, God. Have your way on tonight. Speak through me, God. Encourage, rebuke, reprove, heal, deliver, set free. Encourage. Send. Call. Choose. Appoint. God, have your way on tonight. Water what needs to be watered. Plant what needs to be planted. Harvest what needs to be harvested. But most of all, God, be glorified in all that we say and do. This is your night, God. For iron sharpeneth iron only when you get the glory and you get the praise. God, miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow them that believe. We ask you for the miraculous on tonight. For everyone that's listening on tonight and everyone that may listen in the future, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Minister Sylvia, you were getting ready to say something else.
I was going to say it was in your hands at this time. I was
okay.
That's all I was.
Okay. Well, I apologize. I could have waited for you to say that. So, okay. Well, Minister Sylvia reminded me of a scripture that Apostle Sandra Thomas used to recite to us over and over and over and over and over. It's been many years that she said it over and over again for us to always be ready. So, one of the things that God is working on me with is my heart. For it's so easy to love people that love you. They even got a song out about that. You know, they say it's easy to love. Yes, it is very easy to love.
Amen.
But can you love that person that hates you just because of your color? Can you love that person that backbites you and lies on you all the time? Can you love that person who, instead of looking in the mirror, they look out the window, and even when they don't see you, they blame you? Can you love that person who's covetous and jealous and always looking to find fault in you? Can you love that person that you do right by and they always seem to do you wrong? Can you love that person that not only speaks ill of you, but that person who might even abuse you? Can you love that person that forgot the scripture that says, to touch not my anointed, to do my prophets no harm, but every time you turn around, they're doing you harm because they have no idea of the difference in your life, that God has already called you his prophet. God has already called you his own. God has already called you his minister of the gospel. God has already called you his evangelist. God has already called you, and he's already sent you. Can you still love them? Well, I'll tell you this. The Word of God tells us to. I just want to share a few scriptures with you. If you can walk through the Word with me for a little while. So in the Old Testament, Psalms 9:1 says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. It said all twice. It said, first of all, we want to give God all of our heart. Not, you know how people say, I love you from the bottom of my heart? No, he didn't say, give him the bottom of your heart. You know how people will say, you know, you're in the center of my heart? He didn't say to give him the center of your heart. Oh, I'll just love you just all around the edges of my heart. No, 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 no. He said all of your heart. That means the edges, the centers, the left, the right, the inside, the out. You're to give him all of your heart. And then you're to give him credit for all of the wonderful deeds, you know, not just those ones that, you know, you think is so, you know, and they're not really that big. You know, even that thing that, you know, if you let everybody know you did it, how they're going to say how great you are and how smart you are. He said, I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart, and I will tell of all your wonderful deeds, not mine, but of his wonderful deeds. I know that I know that I know without a shadow of a doubt, God's working on me right there. You know, whether it's an A on my paper, or whether it's I woke up on time, or whether it's I cooked the meal and I didn't burn it, or whether it's I had an opportunity to laugh, or I had an opportunity to get somewhere safely, if I had travel and mercy, whatever it is, I need to thank God for it. I need to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. I want to give God, you know, all of the glory for the ability to have a job, the ability to work, the ability to go to school, the ability to learn, the ability to forgive. That's a whole other message right there. Because a lot of people have taken that forgiveness thing, and it's not on the back burner. It don't even exist. They only bring it out when they need forgiveness. Oh, that's a whole other message, too. So let's get back to the heart. Because forgiveness is, believe it or not, it is part of the heart. Out of the heart flows the issues of life. Wow, that's another message, too. So if there's a, if you have some forgiveness, that means something in your heart ain't flowing. If we need, got some circulatory system issues, we got some blockages going on. Psalms 19 and 14 says, may these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. How many of us can say that what's coming out of our mouth and what we're meditating on in our heart is pleasing to the Lord? You know what I can say? Work on me, Lord. Work on me. Don't stop working on me. Please don't stop working on me. Psalms 24 and 4 says, the one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. Some of us wash our hands a whole lot, so we got some clean hands by man's standards. Some of us, when people see us and the things that we say and do, they think we're very loving. But see, God knows what our hands have been doing, what we found our hands to do. You know, whether you wrote something you shouldn't have written, or whether you felt something in your heart you shouldn't have felt. Well, I'll tell you on today something had happened. And the enemy tried to sow fear and anxiety in my heart over something. And the Holy Ghost arrested me instantly. And I said, God, you didn't give me the spirit of fear. I said, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, for I allowed that to enter my heart even for a moment. And so many times things can happen and we don't immediately repent. Well, I'm thankful and I give God all the glory and the praise that his Holy Ghost convicted me and made me repent for allowing something to try to make itself greater than God. People, situations, events, whatever it is, sicknesses, diseases, dis-ease, enemy, the adversary, whoever, whatever, is not bigger or greater than God. So then I have to come back to Psalms 26 and 2 and says, test me, Lord. Try me. Examine my heart and my mind. And then I have to come on back and talk to the Lord again and says, Psalms 34 and 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. That's the broken and contrite heart. And then I have to come back around to God and pray and thank him again and say, Psalms 37 and 4 says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. A lot of times we quote, and he will give you the desires of your heart, but we forget about the first part that says, take delight in the Lord. How many of you taking delight in the Lord? Sometimes we take delight in our cars and our homes and our outfits and our friends and this and that, but how many of us are truly taking delight in the Lord? Once again, God, I said, help me. Work on me, Lord. The song says, it's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. That's me. I need to learn how to take delight in the Lord in every aspect of my life. Why? Because it says when I do that, he will give me the desires of my heart. Now, when God has given me the desires of my heart, I got to be careful right there. Because, see, his thoughts are higher than my thoughts. His ways are higher than my ways. I mean, his will is so great. When he says something, it is. So I want my heart's desires to be in line with God's destiny and purpose for me. I want my heart's desires to be in line with his thoughts, his ways, his will. So that means I got to spend time with him. Husbands and wives get intimate with each other. I'm not just talking about a sexual thing. They become intimate with each other where they realize what the other one's going to say before the person even says it or does it. They can sit there and just look at a person and know what they're thinking. We have to get so intimate with God until the desires of our heart, yes, he can give them to us. And why can't he give them to us? Because he knows we've already given him our heart. Remember earlier we said we want to give him our whole heart. So as we're giving God our whole heart, and as we're doing things that are pleasing in his sight, and as we're asking him to give us a pure heart, and as we're daily, continually, every millisecond of the hour, even more minute and granular than that, are asking God to examine our hearts, even that little thing that might be invisible that we thought was gone but still there. As God is examining our hearts, because we allow him, because we're going to examine our heart, and when we see, you know, we still got that little thing with that person, or that person still has this little thing with us, we're like, okay, God, why is that thing bothering me? God, these people, whether it's racism, sexism, jealousy, animosity, demonic warfare, whatever it is, when it starts getting to be bigger than God, we've got to ask God to examine our hearts. We've got to ask God to show us why we've forgotten that Jesus' name is greater than anything. There is no name greater than the name of Jesus. Not that person, not that situation, not that circumstance, not that fear, anxiety that tries to make you anxious, that gives you those heart palpitations or give you those headaches and migraines. None of those things are greater. Psalms 51 and 10. Again, it's another one about creating me. A pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Psalm 73 and 26 says, my flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Help me, Lord. That right there is rich. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. See, again, it says all. Didn't say some part of it. Sometimes, but it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Self-sufficiency, intelligence, intellect, worldly wisdom can sometimes make us think that the ways that we take and the things that we're doing is the right way. But did you ask God? Did you pray about it? Some people, oh, God don't care about the little things. Well, if you ever look at a bucket underneath a dripping ceiling or a dripping pipe, it starts off with a little drop, doesn't it? But over the course of time, those little drops begin to be a half a bucket full. Those little drops now become three quarters full. Those little drops now become an overflow, and now you have a flood going on somewhere. So, yes, even the little things. Because, see, when that bucket is overflowing, we want it to be overflowing with the blessings of the Lord. We want it to be overflowing with the presence of the Lord. We want it to be overflowing with the goodness and the favor of the Lord. We don't want it to be overflowing with that thing that displeases the Lord. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. That's what we just talked about earlier, about the issues of the heart, the things of the heart. Many people aren't guarding their hearts nowadays because they've got to have a man. They just got to have a woman. They just got to have a drink. They just got to have a joint. I don't even know if that's what they call them nowadays. They got to have this. They got to have that. There was a director named Spike Lee. He wrote a movie called She Gotta Have It. In that movie, it depicted a woman that had to have it. Some of us need to realize that we're living lives that is saying you got to have it. It's not saying that you're guarding your heart. It's not saying that you're trusting in the Lord with all of your heart. It's not saying that you're not remembering that you need to lean not on your own understanding. But it's saying not only do you have a Burger King mentality of, you know, instant, have it your way, but you're at McDonald's and all of that. Or even Wendy's, where's the beef? It's saying that you are saying, I got to have it. So whether you're the woman that's being depicted in this movie or symbolically you're a man that's got to have it, let's get to the point that we've got to have God. Let's get to the point where we've got to have holiness. Let's get to the point where we've got to have the presence and the favor and the blessings of God. Let's get to the point where we've got to know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that we're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, and that He covers us with His feathers, and He's our refuge and our fortress. Let's gotta have that. The scriptures go on and say in Proverbs 23:26, my son, give me your heart. Here we go again. And let your eyes delight in my ways. Again, it says, my son, whether you're a woman or God. So my son, my daughter, my sister, my mother, my brother, my daddy, my uncle, my son, my daughter, give God your heart and let your eyes delight in His ways. Jeremiah 17:9-10 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Lord searches the heart, and I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. I hear you. Somebody say, oh, that's Old Testament. Well, just come on, work with me. We're going to go to the New Testament now, just so you can see. God has not changed His mind about the heart of His people. Matthew 5:8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. I think we heard two scriptures earlier that talked about a pure heart. New Testament. All right, now, Matthew 6:21 says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Tonight, where's your treasure? Where is that thing that's more valuable to you than anything? For where your heart is, there your heart will be also. I was praying and I was asking God. I said, I know your word talks about how the rich man would barely make it in because of loving his riches more than you. And even when the rich man came to Jesus, he left and walked away sorrowful because he didn't want to give up his riches. I said, but God, I know Solomon failed, and you gave him, you know, just riches upon riches. But I can know that I know that I know that not every rich man or woman is going to go to hell. But God, why is it that so many people are teaching that one way or the other, if you get rich, you lose God? I don't believe that. One way or the other, the poorer you are, the closer you should be to God. I don't believe that either. Some people are teaching the more you have in this world, the more you have of God. I don't believe that either. I really believe that the evidence of how blessed we are is the evidence of how much we love God, the evidence of how much we worship God, the evidence of how much we adore God. So whether it's the woman with the mic or the person with houses and lands everywhere, what's in our heart is what dictates where we are. Why? Because it says where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Can God trust you if he gave you $1 billion? Can he trust you with the $10 he gave you? My God. Matthew 6:52. For they had not understood about the loaves, their hearts were hardened. How many times have we misunderstood a situation or a circumstance instead of going to God to get clarity about what's really going on? John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Philippians 4:7, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts. Heard that again. Let's start over. Talking about guarding your heart. We heard that earlier too. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We got to keep our minds in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of the Lord is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder the soul and the spirit of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. See, God knows the intents of our heart. And the word of God is what gets down to the root of what the intent of our hearts are. Now, I'm going to finish off with three scriptures, and then we're going to pray. And I'll see if Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila want to pray as well, and then I will end in prayer. Okay, so Revelation 2:23. This is to the corrupt church. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works. That's Revelation 2:23. Now this is to the woman and the beast, Revelation 17:17. For God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose, to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. My God, I know you don't want to be a part of that group of people that their very purpose may cause them to lose out on God. When we hear the word of God being fulfilled, we want to be on that other side where he's saying, well done, good and faithful servant. Now, hear the warning. This is the fall of the Babylon the Great as a part of the warning to escape Babylon. And this is Revelations 18 and 7. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as queen, and I am no widow, and I will not see sorrow. See, that's a haughtiness. That's a pride, the pride of life, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh. We can get to a point in our heart until we do stuff, just have it our way. She got to have it. We do stuff just because we can. They always say, I'm just saying. Why is it I'm just saying? Why can't it be what God is saying? Well, I'm just going to do me. Why we got to do us? Why can't we do the Lord? Why can't we do it the way the Lord wants us to do it? Why is it always I, instead of the Lord? For we're to give him our whole hearts. And so now I turn it over to Minister Sylvia to see if Minister Sylvia, Minister Sheila want to start off with prayer. And then I can pray and just want to see what my co-laborers in Christ tonight want to do. Minister Sheila, your line is open. So I've turned it over to Minister Renee, but I just wanted her to know that her line was open.
Okay, thank you so much, Apostle Elect. I thank you for the word on tonight about the heart. I'm just saying, Lord, deliver my heart. Deliver my heart, God, that I will stop thinking as I think and think like you think. I thank God for all that was said on tonight. I'm going to ask Minister Sheila, would she like to pray before I pray?
Good evening, everyone. I'm going to ask everyone to accept my apologies for missing these nights. Due to my crazy work schedule, I've prayed and prayed and asked the Lord to give me the strength and the willpower to get back into my Monday night services, and I thank him for tonight, and I thank you for all the words of love of the heart that you gave to us tonight, Prophetess Alexis Cecilia Kaiser. Just don't know how many of us take our hearts and misuse them, think it's gaining and it's losing. Oh, Lord, for this prayer, I come to you and I ask you, Lord, bless our minds along with our hearts to let us know that you are the main beat to it. You are the power and the strength to keep the blood flow, to keep our hearts beating, to let us know, to put in our mind and let us know that, Lord, you are the heart of our life. You are the heart of love that we need in our life. Oh, Lord, I ask you to bless the souls and the hearts of the family, my family, other families, all families that's listening in on tonight. Lord, bless our children, our sisters, our brothers, our cousins, our next, our nephews, nieces, our grandchildren. Oh, Lord, let us know that our heart, the main power to your love, once our hearts, we give it all to you and only for you, you can bless and create and let us see the magnificence, power, and love that can set us free, but only if we choose to listen and dedicate what our hearts, where our hearts need to be, and that is with you, only you, and you can take it where it needs to go, not where we want it to go. You're going to take it where it should go. And I thank you, and I thank you for the word tonight, because it was mighty, mighty there, and I thank the Lord for letting me be able to participate in tonight's service. And I thank you, and I thank you. Amen.
Amen. God, we thank you on tonight, Lord. We thank you for bringing us together and everyone that's listening on tonight and everyone that will be listening in the future. God, I want you to give me the heart that Apostle Sandra Thomas talked about on yesterday in Ezekiel 36 and 26, where it says, "And a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh." God, I'm asking you to give that to us, your people, to give that to us, that when we look at one another, Lord, we will look at them with love, compassion, and show that we care. God, I'm just asking you to cover my family. I'm touching and agreeing with Minister Sheila, and I'm touching and agreeing with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. When it comes to our heart, God, do what only you can do. You are the miracle worker. You are the healer. You are the creator, God, and create in me a new heart. And in Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen. So, Apostle-elect, do you have anything you would like to mention on tonight as far as a service or anything that you have?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. Minister Sheila, do you have anything else that you would like to mention that you have coming up? I guess she's gone back to work.
No, no, like hold to... on, hold on. Hold on. Minister
okay.
Sheila, because her line was slow.
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you. No, I haven't went to the work yet, but I thank you for listening. And it's letting me in on the word tonight, and thanks for that powerful word to love and for your heart and the people to understand. And I'm just thanking the Lord for the blessings that he has given all of us in the family and out of the family, and to bless us even more and to let us know the knowledge of you and to understand. It's not right now, but when it do happen, your heart would be overflowing like that bucket with joy. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Minister Sheila. If I'm asking for you all to pray for me, tomorrow I will be going to work for my orientation. After being off work on a medical leave, I've been off work since 2012, and God has kept me. I want you all to know that if you look at my waistline, you would know one thing I have not missed is a meal. And I thank God for blessing me to have a new vehicle. I thank God for just being God in my life and just show people that if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. I thank God for having the heart that God has. So when I go in for this orientation, they were going to assign me to an area. Even though I can't go back to the area that I was in, I'll be going into a new area because of I had had a carotid stroke, and so therefore my abilities to move in a way they want me to move is not there anymore. But I thank God for a job. It's not my source. It's just a resource that I have to do something, but God has kept me since 2012. So I'm asking you all to pray that they give me an easy assignment and that I will be able to go and do what God has me to do, whether he has me there for a day, a week, a month, or a year. I'm just asking you all to touch and agree with me that I will go back to work and not hurt myself or get hurt. And I just want to say again, Apostle-elect, you really blessed me on tonight with the heart, and that no matter how we try to look at it, look around it, whatever scripture you go to or however you go back to it, God's word is the same today as it was yesterday. God ways doesn't change, and like you say, nor his mind. Only one's mind changes ours. And I just want to thank you for bringing that to the program on tonight, that people can honestly know. Those that didn't know, they know, and those that do know or forgot, they have been reminded. God will give us a new heart.
God will work with our hearts. So, Apostle, if you would go on and pray us out. And, oh, let me say this before you do. Don't forget, Apostle Sandra Thomas is on Facebook every Sunday now, from now on, at 8 a.m. She's ministering on Facebook under Sandra Thomas. Please tune in and share with your friends and family that Apostle Sandra Thomas will be on Facebook ministering on Sundays. Okay, Apostle Elect.
Okay, and I'm sure next time we come on the air, you'll have all of her, because I know she has some things coming up on the 23rd or 25th or something like that of this month, and then also the 3rd for her birthday celebration. So we got to make sure we have her announcements and stuff so we can let everybody know.
Yeah, that's
Father
true.
God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for having the heart of the King in your hands. We thank you for the favor that goes before us, with us, and remains until we return. Father, it doesn't matter what it looks like or what it sounds like, but God, we ask you to give us the ability to see in the supernatural. Let us see with those eagle's eyes instead of seeing what we think we see. Cause us, God, to know that we know that we know that you are already making us see what you've already done. You've already caused the heart of the King to be well towards us when they don't even know why. You've already caused the heart of the King to open the windows and open the doors and open the ways and open the vessels and the vehicles and the things that we need. God, we thank you for controlling the heart of the King. We thank you for giving us a heart to want to follow you, to want to obey you, to want to please you. God, we thank you for even teaching us that there is nothing more important than loving you and knowing you and giving you our whole heart. Teach us, God, how to give you our whole heart so that when you give us the desires of our heart, it will be without hesitation that we give you all the honor and all the glory. So thank you, God. I love him. I love him because he first loved me. He purchased my salvation on Calvary. See, because God loves me, that even sounded good to him. Amen and amen. That's all I have.
Hey. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Elect. I want to apologize. Excuse me. I did have it written down for Apostle Sandra Thomas' birthday and her ministering on Sundays, but I just cannot seem to find it, so please forgive me. But I just want to say to our listening audience, thank you for joining in on tonight. Minister Sheila Kaiser, thank you also for joining in on tonight. We will be back next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't you all forget to please hold our Elder Kathy Kendall up in prayer. I would like for you all to just say a special prayer for her because she lost her dad. Don't forget to listen in on Friday night with Elder Kendall with God Still Heals from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser along with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk. So for that information that we've given you, we want to tell you, please feel free to tune in to Iron Sharpening Iron's ministry at any given time that you would like to, all those dates, so you can hear what the Word of God is saying to the body of Christ. You all be blessed. Don't forget, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. As Apostle Elect said, just remember, God knows our heart. He knows where it's at. He is the doctor of love. He is the doctor of the heart. He will work with the top, the bottom, the center, the left side, the right side, the upper and the lower. He is the doctor that will control your heart if you allow him. Invite God into your life. Invite him into your heart and say, this day, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Thank you all so much. Don't forget, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Until next Monday night, amen. Good night.